Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Encourager. My name is Evangelist Robin Sherrod, and our topic today, we're going to be looking at silencing the noise. Silence the noise. When I was thinking about this past week, just reflecting upon it, there's been so many conversations going on. I know you can relate. Many conversations on many levels. People are talking. Is what they are saying what you need to hear and respond to? Is really a question. As you reflect on this past week, what conversations actually made a deposit versus a withdrawal of your energy and time? As you prepare for your upcoming week, I want to encourage us all to be purposeful in our manner of conversation and what we allow in our spirit. It's up to us. It's up to you. It's up to me to silence the noise. When we talk with other people, the style of conversation we have, the way we talk with one another can vary significantly, particularly in the way we seek to change their minds or even our own. Within each of these, the relationships is very different, including ranging from low to high respect and openness. So when we talk about conversations, there are levels of conversation. There's levels of engagement within those conversations. Different types of conversations can have different goals and different assumptions about such aspects as relationships. Your relationship conversation is going to be very different than a professional conversation. Conversations regarding power, conversations regarding status, conversations regarding who you are in the body of Christ and what you believe, and so on and so forth. There are five D's of conversation that I just want to share with you very quickly. The first one is dictating. We know about that, telling what to do. For those of us that have children, that is a very prominent conversation. We are telling them what we need for them to do. There's also debate, arguing with someone, okay, debating over one issue or another. And then there's discussion, when we're just having an open conversation. We also have deliberation, which is joint decision-making. We're coming together. We're making a decision jointly. It could be in a marital relationship. Oftentimes, we have those type of deliberation conversations. And then there's also dialogue. Dialogue, of course, is when we meet someone for the first time, possibly. We're trying to fill them out. They're trying to fill us out, and we're exploring one another. We have a lot coming at us at different times. We conversate on different various levels and in different means, such as in person, Skyping, FaceTiming. Also, we communicate through social media, through Snapchat, through Facebook, through Instagram. So conversation and communication happens constantly, happens all the time. And so I want to share with you again and talk to you about what conversations are we allowing in our life and if those conversations are beneficial to us. And if they're not beneficial, how do we handle that? And if they are beneficial but they are out of balance, then how do we handle that too? So the first thing I want to share with you is that it's not meant for you and I to be in every conversation. Come on, somebody. It's not meant for you and I to be in every conversation. You have to choose your conversations wisely. Why? Because your energy and time is being put into those conversations. They are making either withdrawals or either deposits into your life. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 7 says, there's a time to tear, a time to sow, a time to keep silent. Come on now, a time to keep silent, which means a time to be quiet, a time to refrain. Even though we may want to interject, there's a time that we must refrain ourselves and a time to speak. So it's not out of balance. Although we want to engage with conversation, guess what? There are times when we just need to pause. We just need to take a step back. Why? Because have you ever said something now or at a time that you later regret it? I know that I have. I said something in the heat of the moment because I was in a conversation that I really probably did not have any reason to be in, and I said something that I later regretted, or I could have rephrased it differently. I may not have regretted it, but you know how you go back and you think about, man, I should have said A, B, C, or D. So it's not meant for you and I to be in every conversation. There's some conversations that we really need to excuse ourselves from. Why? Because there's nothing but a lot of noise. There's nothing but a lot of chatter that's going on. And we have to determine, okay, is this conversation something that I should be allowing to get into my spirit? Which brings me to my second principle or point to share with you, that slowing your speech increases your discernment. Slowing your speech increases your discernment. It allows the Holy Spirit to speak to you and speak through you. We all are familiar with James chapter 1, verse 19. The scripture says, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." Slow to speak and slow to become angry, but we are to be what? Quick to listen. Why is that important? Because when we slow down our speech, again, it increases our discernment. We can filter through all of what's going on to be able to see what we really need to respond to. Because if we're not slow to speak, what we're doing, we're interjecting oftentimes, or sometimes we have already formulated the answer or our response in our mind, and we go in our flesh. We go all in with our, in our flesh without allowing the Spirit to rise up and the Spirit to give us what it is that we are to say at that given time. Now, is that challenging when we are being pressed? Absolutely. When we are being pressed, whether it's in your personal relationships, again, whether you're on your job, the first thing we want to do is what? Respond back. But we have to do what? Pause. We need to pause, and we need to allow the Holy Spirit to give us discernment in these conversations. In Mark chapter 4, verse 24, the Bible says, then he added, this is Jesus talking. He said, pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given, and you will receive even more. Now, here, this is Jesus, and he's explaining the parable of the four souls. He's talking about things that are sown into the ground by means of someone listening and people hearing the word, and what people do with the word once they hear the word. Do they heed to the word, or do they do something else? Does it fall by the wayside? This is what he's talking about. But then he goes on to say that we all need to have an ear to hear, not only an ear to hear, but to pay close attention to what we are hearing. When we are doing that, then what we're doing is we are giving the Holy Spirit the opportunity to speak to us so that we can respond in the most appropriate way. That's number two. The last thing I would like to share with you is that you need to filter, and I need to filter, what we let come in and what we let go out. What do I mean by that? When I say what we let come in, the Bible speaks very explicitly about listening, about hearing, about communicating. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 2, it says that a fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. The NIV version says, fools find no pleasure in understanding, but delight in airing their own opinions. And then the Message Bible really breaks it down. It says, fools care nothing for thoughtful discourse. All they do is run off at the mouth. Come on, somebody. How many times have you been engaged with someone and all they want to do is run off at the mouth? This particular scripture is always talking about someone being opinionated, always right. Have you ever came in contact with someone that you're speaking with them, you're having a conversation with them, and they always right? They will not allow you to give them a drop of wisdom if it was to save their life, because why? They are always so opinionated. And so when we run into those conversations, or those conversations come upon us, we got to understand and know that, you know what, this conversation is not meant for me to be in at this particular time, and step out, step away from the conversation. If it does not allow itself to be so and we must engage, then we must have the discernment of knowing what to say, when to say, and how to say. But there are some people that no matter what, goes on, they're going to always have something to say, and they're opinionated. And that opinion, if we're not careful, come on now, will get into our spirit, which means they can begin to share things about certain people. And then next thing you know, we're around that person, and we have taken on that same spirit as the individual that came to talk to us about that person, or gave us their opinion about a particular situation that may be happening. So you have to understand, and I have to understand, that we need to filter what we let come in. Another thing, Proverbs 18 and 13 says that if one gives an answer before he hears, it is folly and shame. The New Living Translation says, spouting off before listening to the facts is both shameful and foolish. And then the Message Bible, again, puts it so wonderfully. It says, answering before listening is both stupid and rude. Now, I didn't say that, okay? This is what's coming. I didn't write that. This is what's coming from out of the Message Bible. But it's very poignant for this particular discussion that we're having, because you're going to contact, and I'm going to come in contact with people that don't listen. All they do is talk. They just monopolize your time. They're just like talking Tina. You know, on your phone, you have their name to pop up, and on the side, you may already have talking, you know, because you know when you have a conversation with this person, again, you're not going to get a word in edgewise. Why? Because this person is going to continue to monopolize your time. I know that there are those of you that are listening right now, and a face just came right before you of that individual. That's what we're letting come in. When we let all these things come in, again, it bombards us. It weighs us down. It makes a withdrawal, versus a deposit. But the scripture tells us, too, in terms of what we are to do, we have to be mindful and filter what we let come out of us. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as it is good for edification, according to the need of the moment. That's where it goes back to number 2 about having that discernment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. Galatians 4:6 says, let your speech always be with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should respond to what? Each person. Again, it goes back to that discernment. So as we get ready to go into this next week, Psalms 141:3 says, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. You and I have a lot going on in our lives, and we have to filter what we allow to come in and what we allow to go out. Is it wrong to have conversations? No, it is not wrong to have conversations, but we have the power to put those conversations in balance, praise God, in balance. So I pray that this 10-minute encourager bless you, and if so, I ask that you please share this with someone. Your time, your presence, your conversation is too precious to spend it unwisely. As we recap our points, it's not meant for you and I to be in every conversation, because we have to, again, understand and know that our time is precious. Slowing your speech increases your discernment, being able to just listen in so that we can respond with the Spirit of the Lord, and filtering in what we let come in and what we let go out. So again, as we go through this week, let's be purposeful in our conversations. God bless you. Until we chat again, I thank God for each and every one of you, and you are all in my prayers, and I ask for me as well, as we continue to move forward in the giftings and the callings of which God has placed in our life. Again, the 10-minute encourager, silencing the noise. God bless you.